USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's longtime political confidant, Roger Stone, has been sentenced to more than 3 years in prison for witness tampering, lying to, and obstructing Congress. Federal Judge Amy Berman Jackson dismissed the arguments by Stone's lawyers that he shouldn't go to prison. They said his poor health and lack of criminal history should warrant no prison time. President Trump railed against the convictions during special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
It happened to Roger Stone, and it happened to General Flynn, and it happened to, I won't name names, it happened to a lot of people and destroyed a lot of people's lives.
One day after the Las Vegas debate finds Democratic presidential hopeful Mike Bloomberg in Utah.
Donald Trump is the world's biggest schoolyard bully, with no respect for civility, for decency, or facts or honesty.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
More Americans filed first-time unemployment claims last week. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The Labor Department saying that 210,000 workers did file first-time jobless claims last week, an increase of about 4,000 from the previous week. The largest increases in those initial claims seen in New Jersey, Washington State, Virginia, Nevada, and Illinois. The largest decreases in claims were in California, New York, Pennsylvania, Missouri, and Iowa. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
French members of the European defense team of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange are planning to ask President Emmanuel Macron to grant their client asylum in France. Assange is currently in a London jail awaiting the start of full hearings next week on a U.S. extradition request. His lawyers said that Assange deserves asylum in France because he has children there. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A former Secretary of State is accusing the president of lying when he accused him of violating the Logan Act when speaking with Iranian officials. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
President Trump believes that Democratic Senator Chris Murphy violated the Logan Act that forbids Americans from conducting rogue negotiations with foreign governments in disputes with the United States by discussing foreign affairs with Iran. Former Secretary of State John Kerry responds on Fox News to the president's accusations.
Well, that is once again another presidential lie, a complete effort by the president to distort reality, because if he knew anything about the law, he'd know I didn't negotiate with anybody. I did what every senator and secretaries of state in history have done, which is continue to go to conferences abroad or have meetings in order to be well informed.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Health officials in China say over 2,100 people have now died from the coronavirus, with over 75,000 worldwide infected. Off the coast of Japan, more than 600 passengers on the Diamond Princess cruise ship have tested positive for COVID-19, accounting for more than half of all cases outside China. South Korea is now declaring one of its cities a special management zone after a rash of new infections there. The first U.S. patient has fully recovered. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.